Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're taking a closer look at a really interesting corner of the tech world, AI, specifically within the pharmaceutical industry. You've probably seen the headlines, right? Maybe you heard some pretty big claims.
Well, absolutely. It's a space with, huge potential, definitely. But it's also, it's confusing. And frankly, there's a lot of hype.
Yeah.
So our mission here in this deep dive is really to try and cut through some of that noise. We're using the source material you shared to dig into the reality of it all. What are the common pitfalls? And maybe most importantly, how can you spot those inflated claims?
That's exactly the goal. We want to help you get a perspective that's, informed, but also, appropriately skeptical. Where is AI genuinely making a difference? And where is it potentially just an expensive distraction? That's what we're trying to unpack with this stack of articles and research notes we've got.
And these sources, they really focus on the practical side.
Yeah.
The real world challenges, tools for critical evaluation. It's about moving beyond the glossy vendor pitches.
Okay, yeah. Let's dive in then. Let's unpack this. So, starting off, what's the real picture when you kind of look past all that initial buzz? This whole AI solves everything message seems, pretty common, doesn't it?
It really is. And that's honestly one of the biggest things coming out of the source is this AI solves everything fallacy. It's everywhere. You see vendors positioning AI as this almost like a universal magic bullet for pharma.
But the reading we did suggests a much more nuanced reality, right? About what AI is actually good at in pharma.
Precisely. AI is brilliant at very specific things. Think like large-scale pattern recognition and really complex data. Or predictive modeling, if you have clean data. Automating some of the more repetitive analysis work. Things like that.
And maybe just as crucial is understanding what it's not so good at. It can't do genuine creativity, can it? Or make those complex ethical calls. And it definitely doesn't have that deep sort of intuitive knowledge that comes from years working in the field.
Right. That deep domain expertise is still vital. And this contrast, between the hype and the actual capability, it gets really stark when you look at claims around drug discovery timelines. You see these headlines suggesting AI is going to totally revolutionize development slash timelines dramatically.
Which, sounds amazing. The sources do mention In Silico Medicine using AI to get a candidate into phase 2A discovery within 30 months. That's definitely faster discovery, right?
It absolutely shows the power in specific early stages, identifying potential molecules, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is a key point the sources really hammer home, that early acceleration doesn't magically change everything that comes after.
You
still need the extensive safety testing. You still have to go through the whole complex regulatory approval maze. And you absolutely definitely need robust clinical validation in actual human trials. AI might find a promising starting point faster, but it doesn't shorten a phase 3 trial or let you skip FDA requirements. Those fundamentals remain.
Right. Okay. And speaking of things AI can't just magically fix, data quality, the sources bring this up again and again as a major pitfall.
It's absolutely fundamental. AI algorithms are only as good as the data you train them on. If the data is messy or incomplete, garbage in, garbage out. It's classic.
And pharma, with its history, legacy systems, mergers, different departments using different ways to record things, it often struggles with that, doesn't it? Fragmented data, weird formatting, missing records. It's a known challenge.
Exactly. And there's a really striking example in the reading about this. Early AI projects aimed at improving clinical trial patient recruitment.
Oh, right. I remember that. Companies poured money into it, thinking AI would just, perfectly find the right patients for every study.
That was a dream.
Right.
But what they actually found pretty quickly was that their existing patient databases were, bit of a mess. Outdated contact info, really inconsistent medical coding across different records, not enough demographic detail sometimes.
So even a sophisticated AI couldn't just sort all that out, couldn't overcome those basic, almost manual data problems.
That's the core insight, yeah. The AI couldn't work miracles with fundamentally flawed data.
Yeah.
And the result, really disappointing outcomes, wasted money, and eventually companies having to backtrack and spend a whole lot of time and effort just cleaning and structuring their data before the AI could even begin to add value.
Wow. Okay. Another big challenge that comes up is this idea of the black box problem.
Right, the black box. This is when an AI system gives you an answer, maybe a prediction, but it can't actually explain how it got there. The reasoning is hidden, opaque.
And why is that such a big deal specifically in pharma? It's so heavily regulated.
Exactly. Because regulatory bodies like the FDA or EMA, they need transparency. They demand clear justification for decisions, especially anything that affects patient safety or the integrity of clinical trial. You absolutely have to be able to explain the why behind key choices.
So, like, if an AI predicts a trial is probably going to fail, but it can't tell you why it thinks that, that prediction isn't actually very useful. Because you don't know what to fix or what the risk really is.
Precisely. You can't act on it confidently. So what the sources suggest you really need to look for in a trustworthy AI vendor is their commitment to explainability. Can they actually show you how the model works? Can they pinpoint the key factors driving a prediction? Do they give you things like confidence intervals so you know how certain this system is?
And there's a warning in there too, isn't there? About vendors who say their algorithms are just too complex or, you know, proprietary to explain.
Yes, definitely be skeptical of that claim. The reading suggests that this lack of transparency can sometimes mask issues, maybe weak methodology or models that are overfitted, meaning they only work well on the exact data they were trained on and not on new data. Or maybe the vendor just doesn't fully grasp their own system's limits.
Okay, that leads into another area of the sources flag, regulatory and compliance blind spots.
Yeah, this seems to pop up quite a bit. It often happens when tech companies, maybe brilliant at the AI itself, jump into the pharma space without fully grasping just how strict and unique the regulatory environment is.
Because pharma isn't like selling software for, say, retail, right? There are really critical rules about everything.
Absolutely. You've got HIPAA protecting patient data privacy in the U.S. You have incredibly detailed FDA guidelines on clinical trial data integrity, how it's recorded, stored, audited. There are specific rules about how you can even advertise drugs. These aren't just suggestions. They're hard requirements.
And there was that cautionary tale in the readings about a big pharma company using AI for monitoring adverse events.
Yes, that's a good example. So on the surface, the system looked great for tracking potential side effects that patients reported. It seemed efficient.
But then they hit a wall when it came time to actually deal with the regulators.
That's right. They realized the system couldn't generate the kind of bulletproof audit trails and detailed documentation that regulatory agencies demand. They needed to show exactly how the system processed each piece of data and arrived at its conclusions, and the system just wasn't built for that level of scrutiny.
Ouch. And the consequence was pretty severe.
It was significant, yeah. They basically had to scrap a lot of it and redesign the whole implementation from the ground up, with compliance built in from the very beginning this time. It ended up doubling the project timeline and the cost. A really stark lesson that compliance can't be an afterthought.
Speaking of costs, the sources also call out these sort of financial illusions, manipulated ROI calculations being another red flag.
Yes, this is a classic one. Vendors might show you these incredibly rosy return on investment projections that just, well, don't really stand up when you dig into them.
How do they usually cook the books, so to speak? How do they get those inflated numbers?
Often, it's by basing the math only on the absolute best case scenario, ignoring likely bumps in the road. Or, and this is crucial, using really incomplete cost accounting.
So what should a realistic ROI calculation for an AI project in pharma actually include, based on what we read?
It needs the whole picture. The initial setup and implementation costs, sure, but also the often substantial cost of training your own teams to use the system effectively, ongoing maintenance, support fees, and potentially very complex and expensive integration work to make the new AI tool talk to all your existing, maybe older, systems. It's way more than just the software license fee.
And they tend to overestimate the time savings, too.
That's another common tactic, yes. While AI can certainly process data faster than a human, the sources point out that the real-world time needed for prepping the data, carefully checking the quality of the inputs, and then rigorously validating the AI's output, that often eats into the promised efficiency gains quite significantly.
So those huge claims you sometimes see, like reduce workload by 80 or 90%?
Yeah.
Probably not realistic in most cases. The sources suggest that the actual observed efficiency improvements in typical pharma AI projects are more commonly in the range of, say, 20 to 40%. Now, that's still really valuable, don't get me wrong, but it's a huge difference from some of the headline numbers vendors might throw around, something to be really vigilant about.
Okay, moving beyond just the money side, the readings also brought up some important points about scientific validity concerns.
Right. This is about AI claims that might sound scientifically impressive, you know, use big words, but they lack the kind of rigorous validation that's absolutely essential in pharmaceutical science.
Like maybe claiming super high accuracy for predicting really complex biological outcomes.
Exactly that. Especially if those claims are based on training the AI with relatively small or maybe very narrow data sets.
And why is that particularly risky in the pharma context?
Because biology is just incredibly complex, right? And AI models that are trained only on limited data often fail spectacularly. When you try to apply them more broadly, they might not work well with different patient populations or slightly different biological situations you find in the real world. They just don't generalize well beyond the very specific narrow data they learn from.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of potential pitfalls, things to watch out for. Given all that, how do you actually navigate this? How do you spot the, you know, the nonsense? And maybe more importantly, find partners you can actually trust. The sources did offer some practical advice here.
Yeah, they did. And it really boils down to asking good, probing specific questions. Don't just accept the glossy overview or the buzzwords.
What kind of questions should you be asking then?
Things like, okay, what specific measurable problem does this AI actually solve for us? What specific validation studies can you show me that demonstrate it works effectively in pharma applications similar to what we do? How does your system handle edge cases or, you know, weird real-world data it hasn't seen before? What happens when the system gets it wrong? What are the safeguards? And definitely ask for references. Can they connect you with other pharma companies who've implemented this?
Those sound like really critical questions. They cut right through the fluff. And what about the vendors themselves? What should you look for in a trustworthy partner, according to the sources?
Wood for transparency, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Good vendors will acknowledge the limitations of their tech right alongside talking about its capabilities. They won't pretend it's magic. They should provide clear, detailed documentation of their validation processes, show you how they've tested it.
And they need to really get the pharma industry right, understand the specific requirements, the regulations, the complexity, not just be generic AI tech folks.
Absolutely. And maybe the most important insight from the sources about finding good partners is this. Look for those who position their technology as tools to augment human expertise.
Augment, not replace.
Exactly. They see AI as something that empowers your scientists, your clinicians, your researchers, makes them better, faster, more capable. It's not about trying to make people obsolete. It's a collaborative vision for AI's role, which tends to be much more realistic and productive.
Okay. So if we were to kind of boil it all down, what's the main takeaway from this deep dive into the sources?
I think the core message is that the most valuable AI applications in pharma right now are the ones focused on solving specific, clearly defined problems. Problems where you can actually measure the outcome. You should really avoid anything that claims to be a single magic solution for, well, everything.
Yeah, right. And the advice, based on the reading, seems pretty clear. Keep a healthy dose of skepticism, especially about universal solutions. Demand actual proof of regulatory compliance and ask about it early. And always insist on getting transparent explanations of how these AI systems are actually making their decisions. Don't accept the black box.
Yeah, that sums it up well. And, you know, to give you something really concrete from the source material, something you can use, say, in your next meeting about a potential AI tool.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. What's the smart question?
All right, here it is. What specific validation studies demonstrate this AI system's effectiveness in pharmaceutical applications similar to ours? And what safeguards exist when the system makes incorrect predictions?
That question really packs a punch, doesn't it? It gets right to needing proof and understanding what happens when things go wrong.
It does. Asking for specific validation studies forces them to show evidence beyond just their internal training data. You want proof it works reliably on new, real-world pharma data. And asking about safeguards for errors is critical for risk management. So yeah, use that question. Use it to critically evaluate any AI offering that comes your way. Maybe just one final thought building on all this. Something for you to mull over. What does it really mean to truly leverage AI's incredible power in pharma? Its speed, its ability to see patterns we can't, while still making sure we maintain that essential human oversight, that critical thinking, and the ethical judgment that's absolutely required in a field this complex and this important.
That's definitely something to think about. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.